needs to be, this will be an audio tape portion of interview of Brendan Dassey, date 030106, time 10:10 a.m. Brendan, I'm just going to read you this form, your Miranda rights, and then talk about that a little bit, okay? Law requires you to advise you of the following rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in court. The right to consult a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire an attorney, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning. You have the right to stop answering questions at any time. Now you got to speak up so this thing picks up your voice, okay? I've got two questions to ask you from there. Do you know and understand these rights, your rights, which I have explained?
Yeah.
Understand these rights? You want to talk with us? I'm going to sign here, and I need you to sign by the X. Hello. Call Dietering. I can't talk right now.
Thank you, Brendan.
All right, so like I told you, we're going to take a ride over to the Manor Sheriff's Department. They got a nice, quiet room there. There's no kids running in and out and stuff, so they should play right, who knows, maybe get you back as soon as we can, if we all get over there as soon as we can. I'm just going to have you initial, actually, also, here and here, seeing that they read you those, and then that you agree to talk with us, okay?
Brother, we talked to Mom, and Mom is okay with us and good with us. She just wants to talk to you. We're done.
Yeah. Just one question I had for you real quick, Brendan, is those jeans that Tom had talked to you about today with the bleach stains on them, do you still have those?
Yeah.
Where are those? Do you know where in your house they would be?
Yeah.
Where would they be?
By the kitchen table.
By the kitchen table? Like, lay on the floor or on a... They're sitting in a chair at the kitchen table?
Oh, okay.
Is anybody at your house right now? Is your house locked? No. Would you give us permission to go in and get those jeans? Just to grab the jeans and leave? That's a yes. You have to speak up in here. You give us permission to go in your house and get those jeans?
Okay.
So I'm just going to make a phone call quick and let one of our guys know that they can just stop and pick those up. So, okay?
We're not going to go do it. We're going to grab
them. Actually, we're this close, we can just grab them. How's that?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Me is whatever you want to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll just go over and verify that they're there and grab them, and then I'll call them and tell them they look like and all that, so. Well, you like snow? Or would you rather have it warm up? No?
So
you can get out of school. So you can get out of school? Yeah, I remember being your age, a little waiting for that snow day.
That was a great thing.
That last snow, did you have a snow day?
No.
Did you get out of school that day?
No. Oh my gosh.
During that blizzard? You didn't? You guys had school here? Really?
Oh, mine got out. I did. drive yet, Brenda?
What about you?
Yeah.
Could you do one more thing with the instructor? Looking forward to that? Sure you can find yourself a car out here somewhere. We're out at Brendan's at 10:18 a.m. Brendan and I and Tom will go in and get those jeans. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Brendan's residence. They give us the jeans. 10:21 a.m. Sorry, Megan and Harry, for this silly machine here. Get on it.
Jeans are located in the kitchen area at the kitchen table area.
Hey, Wendy, it's Mark. Can you go off by John? He's not answering his cell phone. I left him a voicemail, a recorded voicemail. I described everything on there. I can't talk about it right now, but... Okay, as soon as he's back, because we got that stuff, you guys don't need to pick those jeans up. We picked them up. Yeah. At Brendan's house. Brendan gave us permission to go get them. He's with us right now, so I pretty much got everything on his voicemail. Tell him to listen to his cell phone voicemail. And if you guys have any questions, call me back. Thank you. Bye.
What's your quickest way?
What's the quickest way to Manitowoc from here? You don't know? Okay, let's go right. Taking the interstate seems to take forever. We'll go down to Bean and head in on Bean. That's the quickest way that I know of.
Travis tell you that I talked to him?
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty cool kid.
Yeah.
I like him.
You go over there quite a bit on the weekends, huh?
Seems like a nice place to be.
How's the night go in the motel room? It's a pretty nice place there, Fox Hills, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dying, it looks like it could snow a little bit today.
About the freeze rain. It's supposed to come in later. Is it supposed to be in the 40s something?
I think they lied.
That was mine.
That's Michigan, we'll turn it
up. Brendan, you hungry at all? Drink, anything, bag of chips or something? Maybe, you know, it'll be a little while.
Donuts.
at all?
Did you come out here to Fox Hills? Yeah. School normally, or?
Yeah.
Oh, the food there.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
How you doing, Brendan, since the last time we talked to you?
Pretty good.
Everyone being decent to you?
Yeah, okay. Talked to my girlfriend, she had a lawyer still yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Have you told her about this?
Where does your girlfriend live?
Manitowoc.
You talked to her on the internet, or what? You have to speak up, I can't hear you.
On MSN, yeah.
On MSN and on the phone. Okay. You got a webcam or anything like that? No? Sounds like it's falling apart.
It's not a good car.
We should keep on going to get to the stop sign and turn right. Did you fish at all?
Somewhat.
You ever come down here? Girlfriend's name?
Yeah.
Emily? You know her last name? No. avoid it if it was honestly in plain. I just was Appleton or Sheboygan Christians or Sheboygan Christian. I think they played them in that hole. And catch it didn't go. They did?
I wonder how bad at all.
Target spine is going at that left wing. We'll turn left at the lights. Thank you.